From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, on to Indiana with a stopover in Guam. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. It's Wednesday, April 23rd, 2008. Obviously a reference to the Pennsylvania primary. Now, we have to be here at the BPP World Headquarters at 4:30, so that requires me getting up at 3:30 just so I have enough time to put on my face. When a big political event happens at night, what do? Do you just sleep through it, or...
You're making me cop to this on the radio.
Well, I'll tell you what I did.
I usually try. I mean, last night I watched like the first 30 minutes of the results. When they start making these big declarations about who won, and then you see in the little corner of the screen 3% of all the votes tallied.
Yes. Like,
really? But yeah, I watched the initial part and then I went to bed.
So you get the news, you know, 2 hours later into coverage. That's when Chris Matthews and everyone start going crazy, looking for things to say.
I missed that part.
I slept, and then I woke up, and then I slept again, and I just was reading a book that says that's how sleep patterns used to actually work for hundreds of years. And so I was sort of congratulating myself on the, you know, setting myself to the rhythms of the ancients. And I was congratulating myself as I had TiVo'd MSNBC, looking up Politico.com on iGoogle. I said, I'm just like a man from 400 years ago. Oh, look, they've Twittered the results on Slate.
Today, bridging on the old and the new,
that's
Mike
it.
Pesca.
What's on today's show, Rachel? You tell me.
Well, we're going to talk about many things. We are going to dig into the primary last night in Pennsylvania. We're going to speak with liberal blogger Bill Scherr. Will be with us to share some of his thoughts on that. Also, a story about Indian soap operas in Afghanistan. This kind of programming is hugely popular in the post-Taliban era in Afghanistan. Now, some in the government, the Ministry of Culture and Information a couple weeks ago has said no more TV stations in Afghanistan are supposed to pull them. They say they're un-Islamic. One TV station is saying, no way, we're not doing it.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
And singer Kate Nash was on top of the charts in Britain. Her album, Made of Bricks, hit number one. Now she's in the States and in our studios. Talked to her, and she was great.
Cool. Looking forward to that. We're going to go to Mark Garrison for the day's headlines in just a minute. But first...
The American people don't quit, and they deserve a president who doesn't quit either.
That's Senator Hillary Clinton last night in Pennsylvania, where she beat Senator Barack Obama in the state's Democratic primary by 10 percentage points.
Clinton said the victory gives her the support she needs to carry on.
I'm in this race to fight for you. To fight for everyone who's ever been counted out. For everyone fighting to pay the grocery bills or the medical bills, the credit card and mortgage payments, and the outrageous price of gas at the pump today.
And Clinton supporters were hanging on every word. In fact, one woman at the rally last night, Shug Davis, gave NPR's David Green a hard time when he asked for an interview.
Make it fast, buddy. I waited a long time for this.
But Mr. Green is a dogged and masterful reporter, and he eventually got Ms. Davis a-talking about Hillary Clinton.
She talks to you, and she listens. I don't know why people feel that she's a bad person or insincere. She's a mensch. You know, she's a real person.
Exit polls showed that Clinton won among women and voters over 60 and carried most of the state's smaller working-class communities.
Obama did best in Philadelphia and its suburbs and in the center of the state, right around Penn State University. But it wasn't enough, and last night Obama congratulated Clinton on her victory. He also discussed a campaign that got especially bitter in the lead-up to yesterday's primary. He said he wanted to stick to the issues.
It's easy to get caught up in the distractions and the silliness and the tit-for-tat that consumes our politics, the bickering that none of us are entirely immune to, and that trivializes the profound issues: two wars, an economy in recession, a planet in peril, issues that confront our nation.
Despite the loss, Obama remains in the lead in the delegate count and the popular vote, and his political strategist David Axelrod told NPR last night that Obama will close the deal.
6 months ago, many of you were among the savants who were writing us off and saying that we had no chance. So, you know, the fact is we're accumulating delegates. We accumulated more tonight. The deal's going to be closed. It's just a question of when.
Next up on the primary schedule, you've heard of Super Tuesday. Get ready for South Pacific Saturday. They've got sunlight on the sand. They've got moonlight on the sea in Guam, and it's their turn on May 3rd. Then comes Indiana and North Carolina on May 6th. You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.